Hi and welcome. Thank you for clicking on another download of Blintershew for Voking.com's crop ready coverage this year, 2023. And my last one of a long line of interviews this year, had hundreds, and it's been fantastic. But I'm with the one and only Andy Glass from Solstice. Hi, mate.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. And Jess from Solstice, the new lead singer.
That's it, correct. Hi.
What's it like playing with a, you know, this exciting band of 40-year heritage?
And honestly, it's just indescribable. It's just one of those things where you kind of dream about being on a stage like this, then it happens, and you kind of have to pinch yourself every other minute.
Well, I've just seen three others of you out there. There's quite a few of you, isn't there? And I said to them, "Are you nervous?" They go, "No. We'll kick it. So they're really quite keen to get cracking on with it. So 40 years ago, Stonehenge, that's where it all started. Since then, what a heritage you've got. How many people have you played with in your life, eh?
Yeah, one or two. In fact, just in Solstice, I've played with a lot of different people and then people outside that. And, I'm not going to start name dropping.
No,
I'm not going to do it.
Don't stop. Bill Withers. No, we won't do any of that.
But there is a famous guest coming up today, actually. So watch this space.
Okay, now that is exciting. That's exciting. Don't tell us who it is, because, I'd like to. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Your band, there's a lot of you, and you all play in other bits and bobs, don't you? So you're all musicians in your own right, and I play in a band, so I know what it's like just getting four of us together. How do you get the time to sort of go, right, we're going to do this is the new Solstice lineup, we're going to all rehearse and get it all together and all that? How does that all work?
It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. So what I do is I put everything, all the information that they need, on a WhatsApp or whatever it is, and then they ask all the questions that I've given the answers to, And then eventually somehow we end up together, don't we? So the band has expanded because of Jess's beautiful vocal harmonies that she's done on the last two albums. And, you could go down the sample road, but we just didn't like the idea of that at all. So there are quite a few of us on stage. It's a buzz. I mean, it's a great kind of social, almost a family vibe that we've got going on. And I'm the dad.
That's great. I love that. I love that vibe.
Founding father.
Yeah, absolutely. And with you singing your lovely vocals, the thing about bands that are that big, I love about them, is it gets a lot. There's an atmosphere on stage, isn't it? It's a bit like the older days of Capa Cayley and those sort of people, where you've got loads of people doing loads of things, and you just get a bit like a Solstice.
That's a cliche.
But it is a bit like coming together.
The thing that is really difficult for any band playing original music is there's no money in it, which is fine. We're not in it for money, but we are really fortunate in that we have subscribers that help support what we're doing, and without that we literally couldn't do this. We couldn't do it because everyone's working musicians, and they can do a wedding tonight and earn six times what they'll get here. So that's kind of how we make it work, so that we can have all the, I mean, it's actually 10 of us all together with the crew.
There's not much of a paycheck at a gig of 10 people, is there?
No But that's the model that a lot of bands are using, and we're lucky to have some really amazing supporters for us. And if anyone wants to do that, they can
go online and support you.
Solstice
and how to help fund you. Is it a GoFundMe or something like that?
It's a Ko-fi thing, but solsticefrog.uk, you can find out all about it. And it's a two-way street, we give and take, but it really makes it possible for us to be out there. And, I know original bands that are doing massive, massive gigs and have the same issue, so it's tough. Hey, we want to play.
And as, I suppose as well, if you want to make albums, you've got to pay studio costs and everything. I know you can make an album in your front room these days, but it's nothing like going back into a studio. We use the Leveller studio down in Brighton, and it's
amazing.
Great.
You know Mark?
Yeah, I know Mark well. Mark and Toby's our engineer. The great thing about recording down at the Metway is that they quite often pop in. And we was down there, the last album we did, Jeremy popped in, we chatted to him. You can, it's possible that might well happen. And we're down there again in October. We're doing a second album down there in October. I'll go, talk to Andy Glass. He wants to play The Beautiful Days. I'll get him there.
It'll be so nice.
Yeah, it's a great festival. Well, look, time's flown, and I know there's going to be a knock on the door in a minute, and I know you've got a lot to do, being the main dad of this band. You've probably got to set your set up, you've got your car, you must have 15 minutes alien effects on your guitar pedals all ready to go.
He's got a hose
up. He's like that. You get any of his guitars there and he'll have all these different effects. Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
That's it, man. Yeah. You got it.
I use about three, because what I do is I step on the wrong one.
I'm a nightmare.
I'll trip over my lead, I pull it out. Yeah. You know, and the more pedals I've got, I just now use one board and I minimise it right down. Yeah, it's nice. Three switches that do me. But I expect you've got a lot more, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't go into that. Jess, it's been a pleasure to meet you. I'm looking forward to hearing your lovely vocals.
Thanks so much.
And great. Good luck to you with the, because you've got quite a few gigs coming up, haven't you? You're playing a lot of festivals.
We're playing the Stables, which is the iconic venue that Fairport play a lot. Yeah. On the 2nd of September.
And then you've got the Prog Rock Festival as well.
HRH Prog, but the Stables, that's filling right up, so please come and join us, people.
Andy, thanks very much for talking to us at Flogging.com. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks.